兄姐妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
开始播饼结束的时候，有一位弟兄问我准备好了没有。
At the end of the table meeting, a brother asked me if I were ready.
我觉得这个问题很难回答。
And I thought that was a very difficult question.
但是我想有一件事情是肯定，我们的神已经预备好来对我们来说话。
But one thing is sure, I know our God is ready. He's ready to speak to us.
好，下面有点时间，姚刚弟兄跟我可以跟大家来有一些分享跟交通。
In the following time, Brother Yao Gang and me will have some time to fellowship with you.
我们分享的题目是关于在基督里长进。
When we share the same topic, that is to grow in Christ.
或者说是我们长大成人。
Or to be mature in Christ.
下面我们还是要读一点圣经。
So let us begin by reading a few scriptures.
我想我们多读点圣经的话，就人的话语会少一些。
The more scriptures we read, the less men's word we'll use.
我们开始读是读出埃及记第十二章。
So we'll begin with Exodus chapter 12.
出埃及记第十二章第一节。
Exodus 12 verse 1.
耶和华在埃及地晓谕摩西亚伦说，你们要以本月为正月，为一年之首。你们吩咐以色列全会众说，本月初十日，个人要按着父家取羊羔，一家一只。第六节，要留到本月十四日，在黄昏的时候，以色列全会众把羊羔宰了，各家要取点血涂在吃羊羔的房屋左右的门框上和门楣上。
Verse 1 to 3 first. Now the Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, This month shall be the beginning of the month for you. It is to be the first month of the year for you. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, On the 10th of this month, they are to take each one to take a lamb for themselves according to their father's household, a lamb for each household. And then to verse 6, You shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel is to kill it.At the twilight. Moreover, they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the houses in which they eat it.
十三节，这血要在你们所住的房屋上做记号。我一见这血，就越过你们去。我击杀埃及地头生的时候，灾殃必不临到你们身上灭你们。你们要记住这日，守为耶和华的节，作为你们世世代代永远的定例。第五十一节。正当那日，耶和华将以色列人按照他们的军队从埃及地领出来。
And then to verse 13, The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you live. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. 14, Now this day will be a memorial to you, and you shall celebrate it as a feast to the Lord throughout all your generations, and you are to celebrate it as a permanent ordinance. And verse 51. And on that same day, the Lord brought the sons of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their hosts.
接下来是民数记第九章第一节。以色列人出埃及地以后，第二年正月，耶和华在西乃的旷野吩咐摩西说，以色列人应当在所定的日期守逾越节，就是本月十四日黄昏的时候，你们要在所定的日期守这节，要按这节的律例典章而守。于是摩西吩咐以色列人守逾越节，他们就在西乃的旷野正月十四日黄昏的时候守逾越节。凡耶和华所吩咐摩西的，以色列人都照样行了。
Numbers chapter 9, verse 1. Thus the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the first month of the second year after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, Now let the sons of Israel observe the Passover at its appointed time. On the 14th day of this month, at twilight, you shall observe it at its appointed time. You shall observe it according to all its statutes and according to all its ordinances. So Moses told the sons of Israel to observe the Passover. They observed the Passover in the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at twilight, in the wilderness of Sinai, according to all that the Lord has commanded Moses. So the sons of Israel did.
接下来我们要读一处是在约书亚记第五章第十节。约书亚记第五章第十节。
The next scripture in Joshua chapter 5, verse 10.
以色列人在基甲安营，正月十四日晚上，在耶利哥的平原守逾越节。 逾越节的次日，他们就吃了那地的土产，正当那日吃无酵饼和烘的谷，他们吃了那地的出产。第二日玛拿就止住了，以色列人也不再有玛拿了，那一年他们却吃迦南地的出产。
Joshua chapter 5 verse 10. While the sons of Israel camped at Gilgal, they observed the Passover on the evening of the 14th day of the month, on the desert plain of Jericho. On the day after the Passover, on that very day, they ate some of the produce of the land, unleavened cakes and parched grain. The manna ceased on that day after they had eaten some of the produce of the land, so that the sons of Israel no longer had manna, but they ate some of the produce of the land of Canaan during that year.
最后一处我们读一节，在以弗所书第四章第十三节。
And we'll read one more verse in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13.
我们就读当中这一部分。
And we only read the middle part of that verse.
我们翻到以后，我们可以一起从认识神的儿子那个地方开始读起。
And when we find it, we can read it together from the knowledge of the Son of God.
我们就读一小段啊，我们翻到以后，以弗所书第四章十三节。认识神的儿子得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
To of the knowledge of the Son of God to a mature man to the measures of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
好，我们可以背的话，我们把这一节我们再一起背一遍。
And if you can memorize it, let us recite it together one more time.
认识神的儿子得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。好，我们低头有一点点祷告。
Let us bow our head in further prayers.
主啊，我们真是感谢你，你何等的爱我们。
Lord, we truly thank you how you have loved us.
你在过去一年，主啊，你信实的来带领我们。
You have led us through faithfully in the past year.
你今天还愿意来对我们来说话。
And you're still willing to speak to us today.
当你来对我们说话的时候，我们真的是求你的圣灵来帮助我们。
As you speak to us, may your spirit help us.
如果不是你圣灵的帮助的话，我们没有办法认识你的话语。
Unless your Holy Spirit helps us, there's no way for us to understand your word.
如果不是你圣灵的帮助的话，我们没有办法顺服在你的话语的当中。
Without the help of your Holy Spirit, we cannot submit under your words.
我们把下面这点时间，我们就交在我们恩主的手中。
So we commit the following time into your gracious hands.
我们求你与我们同在。
May you be with us abundantly.
感谢主，奉主耶稣基督的名
求。Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 好，我们都知道也很清楚，我们重生得救呢，也可以也可以是一个重生的过程。
And we know, and we are very clear, when we call ourselves being saved, we can also say that we are born again.
我们一得救呢，就有一个新的生命。
As soon as we're saved, we have received a new life.
神的生命。
That is the life of God.
那我们讲到这个生命或一个正常的生命呢，我们应该都有一个现象。
And when we talk about this life or this normal life, there should be a event or a phenomenon.
就是要从小到大的长大。
That this life will grow from when it's young to it's old.
不仅长大。而且还要成熟。
Not only will grow old, but also it will mature.
我想我们当中绝大多数人都已经有了这个新的生命。
And I believe most of us here have received this new life already.
我想绝大多数我们当中人也都愿意这个生命能够来长大，生命能够有长进。
And I believe most of us here desires for this new life to grow and mature.
但我们是不是有想过没有？我们到底长得怎么样
？But have we thought about how well is our growth?
在过去的一年，我们有哪些长进
？Where have we progressed in this past year？
如果说我们有长进的话，我们的长进的标记在什么地方
？If we have matured, then where is the sign? Where are the marks of this progression？
我们是不是知道我们在下面一年我们还需要有什么地方需要努力
？And do we know in the following year where should we which area of our life we should work on？
明年我们能够有更多的长进。
So the next year we can grow even more.
如果我们根本不知道我们一年又一年在主里面有没有长进的话
If we don't even know year after year whether we have changed and grown in the Lord
有什么长进的话
If we don't know in which areas we have grown
我们也就很难知道我们到底离神的要求有多远
Then it is very difficult to know how far we are from the requirements of the Lord
神在我们身上的旨意还有多远
And how far is the will of God from us
其实在我们的生活当中有很多的办法来看我们到底长得怎么样。
Actually, in our life, there are many ways to measure how well we have grown.
比如说我们小孩子从一开始的话，你经常要带去看那个小儿科医生。
For example, if you have young children, you have to take them to pediatric doctors.
医生会给他们量身高体重。我知道我们很多中国孩子经常会 off the chart.
They will be doctors will measure their height and their weight, and many of our children are so well eaten that they will be off the chart.
在我们就知道我们的孩子长成什么样。
And then we will know how well our kids have been growing.
但我们慢慢在学校里读书的时候，你经常会拿回家那个成绩单 report card.
And once you get into school, you will have exams and you will take a report card home.
你就知道你满足了什么，你还缺乏什么。
And then you will know how well you have fulfilled the requirements of study and what you lack.
如果我们做事的话，一般在年底或者年初的时候，你会有一个有一个 performance review.
And, and if you work at the end of the year, normally there's a performance review.
你就知道你是不是满足了要求，接下来你还有什么要提高的地方。
And so that you know if you have fulfilled the requirements of work or if there's any area that you should improve.
但我们下面来看，在我们属灵的生命当中。我们怎么样子可以来知道我们长得怎么样
？But in our spiritual life, how can we know if we have grown or how we have grown？
好，在旧约中有一幅图画。
In the Old Testament, there is a picture.
他讲到神带领以色列百姓出埃及。
This is a picture of the Lord leading the people of Israel out of Egypt.
如果我们仔细读圣经的话，我们会发现这些以色列百姓出埃及的时候。他们是知道他们要去的地方。
If you read the Bible carefully, when the people of Israel left Egypt, they're very clear about where they're going.
他们一出埃及的时候，他们就知道他们要去的地方是神应许的迦南地。
As soon they left Egypt, they know exactly where they're going. They're going to the promised land, the land of Canaan.
为什么呢？因为他们出埃及的时候是带着约瑟的骸骨一同出去。
Because if you read it, when they left Egypt, they took the bones of Joseph out of Egypt.
因为约瑟临死的时候叫以色列人起誓，他最终要被安葬在迦南地的世界。
Because when Joseph was dying, he made his children take a vow that he should be buried in Shechem in the land of Canaan.
所以以色列百姓一出埃及，他们就很清楚知道他们的目的地。
So as soon as the people of Israel left Egypt, they're very clear about their destination.
我们每一个重生得救的人也都要很清楚神的旨意，明白神在我们身上的心意。
And all of us who has been born again should be very clear about the purpose of the Lord and the will of God in our lives.
圣经给我们很清楚，我们不需要受浸一段时间，信主一段时间，我们才知道神在我们身上的心意。
The Bible is very clear. We do not need a period of time after our baptism before we understood.God's will.
我们一信主，我们就知道神在我们身上的心意。
As soon as we accept the Lord, we should know His heart and His desire.
啊，我们这里有基要真理组的课程当中有两课是讲到神的旨意。
And there were two classes in our basic truth group that talks about the will of God.
如果你受浸以后，你真的还不清楚的话。我想你还来得及报名参加明年的基要真理。
If you're still not very clear, then there's still time to sign up for the Basic Truth Group for next year.
但神不仅让以色列百姓清楚地知道他们要出埃及后要去的地方。
So we see not only the Lord is very clear showing the Israelites where they should go after they left Egypt.
而且神也亲自地带领他们一路进入迦南。
But even more so, God led them one step by step all the way into the land of Canaan.
在民数记三十三章当中清楚的记载详细的记载了四十二站的每一个地名
In Numbers chapter 33 it recorded 42 stations 42 places where they had been
在每一站地名的时候神都提起了起行也提到了安营
And at every place the Bible mentions they departed from this place and they camped at another place
在这四十二章当中，圣经呢有的记载了以色列百姓他的经历。
And in these chapters, some places it recorded their experiences there.
但也有不少在那里的经历是被神隐藏的。
And there are many places where their experiences were hidden and it was not recorded.
但无论如何，我们清楚地看到神当初是怎么一站一站、一步一步地带领以色列的百姓。
In either way, we are very clear. We can clearly see how the Lord led them from place to place.
神带领他们经过每一站以后，他们就离那个迦南地，神在他们身上的旨意就更近了一步。
Every time they journey from one place to another, they're one step closer to the land of Canaan, one step closer to the will of God.
相反，如果以色列百姓仅仅知道他们出了埃及，仅仅知道他们要去迦南。
On the contrary, if they, when they left Egypt, they only knew that they should go to the land of Canaan.
啊，没有这一站站神的带领的话，他们只会在旷野里面打转。
But if they were not led by the Lord from one place to another, then they will only run in circles in the wilderness.
我们知道最终的结果就是倒闭在旷野。
And eventually they will all die in the wilderness.
所以对我们来说，我们不仅要知道要出埃及，不仅要明白神的旨意。
So for us, not only we should understand the will of the Lord, that we should leave Egypt.
而且我们也要这一站一站的往前行。
But also we need to be led by the Lord from one place to another.
因为这每一站都有名字，都被神记下来。
Because every place is recorded by the Lord. Every place has a name.
虽然不少站我们看到神的百姓在那里发怨言，在那里不顺服。
Even though there are many places where we see that's recorded that the people of God complained and they were disobedient.
但我们也看到每经过一站，他们就经历到神的手。神带领他们就离迦南地更近了一步。
Even so, when they go through one place, they have experienced the hand of God, and they have been led by the Lord one step closer to the land of Canaan.
神同样在我们身上有同样的带领。
So this is the same way how the Lord leads us in our lives.
我们不仅要清楚地知道我们确实是蒙恩得救。
Not only we should know that we have been clearly saved.
我们也不仅要清楚地知道神的旨意。
Not only we should know the will of God.
我们也要清楚地知道我们到底已经经过了哪几站。
We also should know which places we have been through.
我们现在在哪一站。
And where we are now.
我们每过一年是不是知道我们有没有往前。
And after we have gone through a year, we should know if we have progressed.
往哪里前行了。
And where is forward.
如果我们还不知道的话，我们就会像当时的以色列百姓，他们可以在旷野飘荡三十八年。
If we do not know, then we could be like the Israelites who circled around in the wilderness for 38 years.
因为这三十八年从来不被神纪念，甚至不被神提起。
And these 38 years of wandering has not been recorded by the Lord.
在我们生活的当中，很多时候我们环境会有一些变化。
And in our lives, sometimes our environments change.
这些环境的变化往往可能成为我们的一站。
And perhaps these environment changes or circumstances change can be one of these stations.
比如我们在学校读书以后毕业。
For example, we began with studying in the universities and then we graduate.
我们找工作或者换工作。
We find a job and then we start working and then we change job.
我们可能结婚生孩子，第一个孩子，第二个孩子，第三个孩子。
Then perhaps we get married, and then we have our first child, second child, third child, fourth.
我们想等等。
And et cetera, et cetera.
所以等等，在每一站都可以成为我们长进的机会。
And every time we have this turning point, it could be an opportunity for us to grow.
但我们有没有想过，很自然我们就会问。我们怎么知道我们现在到底在哪里？
So very naturally, we possibly will ask, how do we know where we are now?
我们到底在哪一站？我们到底长成了什么样子？
How do we know which station we're in? How do we know how far we have grown?
在开始我们读或者背的圣经当中，我们可以看到一句话。
So we from the verse we tried to recite earlier.
就在以弗所书，我们开始一起念、一起背的。他说：“认识神的儿子，得以长大成人。”
And he says, the knowledge in the book of Ephesians, he says, to the of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man.
我们对神或他儿子认识的程度，可以来衡量我们的生命到底现在在哪里。
And how much knowledge of the Son of God we have attained can be a measurement of how mature we are.
我想这里的认识不仅仅是知识上的认识，而且也是我们经历上的认识。
And this knowledge the Bible mentioned, I believe, is not only head knowledge, but also how well we know the Lord through our experiences.
好，下面我们要从刚才我们读的旧约的一些圣经当中， 非常快的非常简单的用以色列人他们所过的三个逾越节的经历来帮助我们来看这一点。
So from the scriptures we just read in the Old Testament, it was recorded three different Passovers that the Israelites observed, and we want to share very simply how they have grown.
那我们来看我们如何来更多的认识神，能在基督里有更多的长进。
So that we can know how can we know the Lord more? How can we mature in Christ?
如果我们仔细读圣经的话，圣经里提到过很多次逾越节。
If you read the Bible, the Passover is mentioned many times.
但很奇妙。神在圣经在旧约圣经当中详细记载过以色列人过的逾越节不是很多。
But in the Old Testament, there was not very many recordings of the actual events of Passover that were observed.
下面我们就要来看前面三个。
So we'll read the first three Passover that were observed.
他们是在不同的地方，一个在埃及地，一个在旷野。还有一个在迦南。
And these all happened at three different locations. The first one was in the land of Egypt, the second one in the wilderness, the third one in the land of Canaan.
因为以色列百姓我们都清楚，他们过的第一个逾越节是在埃及地。
And we know it very clearly, the first Passover happened in the land of Egypt.
这第一个逾越节的日子在神眼中非常的特别。
And this is a very special day in the eye of the Lord.
因为神把那个逾越节的月份定为正月。并为一年之首。
Because the Lord called this is the first day of the month, and this month is the first month of the year.
因为神不计算以色列百姓在埃及的日子。
In a way, it's saying all the past years they have been in Egypt have not been recorded and will not be remembered by the Lord.
他们的日子从出埃及才开始算。
And the Lord remembers their days from the moment they left Egypt.
上周我们的弟兄讲到数算日子。
Our brother last week shared with us how to number our days.
我们第一天被神数算的日子是我们信主得救的那一天。
And he was saying that the moment we believed Christ as our Savior, that's the moment the Lord remembers us on his book of life.
而且我们弟兄也提到之后我们过的日子也不是我们说过一天神就算一天。
And he even mentioned the days after we have our salvation, it is not so that every day is recorded.
我们看到第一个逾越节的那段日子，神是用他所行的神迹奇事来带领以色列的百姓。
And during those times of the Exodus, the Lord led his people by his miracles and signs.
叫他们通过这一些来认识我们的神。
So that through his great power and his deeds, they can know his God.
神用石灾来审判神用石灾来审判埃及人的时候，就让他们来认识神是大有能力的神。
The Lord used 10 plagues to judge the people of Egypt. Then the people of Israel can know God is a mighty God.
神也带领以色列人百姓过红海，日间云柱，夜间火柱的带领他们。
And he led the people of Israel through the Red Sea, and he appeared to them in the pillar of cloud by day and pillar of fire by night.
让他们看见耶和华所行的大事，他们就可以起来来敬拜耶和华。
So that they can see the great works of the Lord, and they can rise up and worship Him.
在那个时候，他们刚过红海的时候，就摩西跟米利暗就有一首诗歌。
And so when they crossed over the Red Sea, Moses and Miriam had a song.
这可能是整本圣经里面所记载的第一首诗歌。
And perhaps even be the first song that was recorded in the Bible.
他们可以唱到耶和华是我的力量，我的诗歌也成了我的拯救，是我的神，我要赞美他。
And they said, the Lord is my strength and my song. He has become our salvation, and we will praise him.
所以我们刚信主的时候也应该有同样的经历。
And so when we first believed the Lord, this is our experience.
因为神的救恩，我们满有喜乐。
Because of the salvation of the Lord, we're full with joy.
往往我们也听见许多刚蒙恩的弟兄姐妹的见证，好像神特别垂听他们的祷告。
And we hear many testimonies from new believers as if the Lord especially listened to their prayers.
总有很多奇妙的事情围绕着他们。
Many miracles around them.
不错，神是用神迹奇事来带领我们，叫我们来认识他，能够来开口赞美他。
Yes, indeed, the Lord leads us by His miracles and great power so that we can know Him, that we can open our mouth to praise Him.
但我们不应该，我们对神的认识就停在这里，或满足于这种经历。
But we're not content only at knowing the Lord in this way.
因为圣经也让我们看到，如果主我们只满足于这样 对神的认识的经历的时候，就会像以色列百姓刚唱完赞美诗没有多久，他们就开始发怨言。
Because if we're only content by seeing God's miracles, then we'll be like the Israelites. As soon as they sing a song of praise, they start complaining and murmur.
就马上开始向刚领他们出埃及的神抱怨。
And they very quickly they start to complain against the Lord who just led them out of Egypt.
因为我们知道，光凭神的神迹奇事对神的认识是不够的。也是不能长久的。
Because only knowing God through His miracles is not enough, and this knowing will not last.
我们需要往前走，对神有更多更深的认识，能够得以长大成人。
So we need to progress. We need to know Him more that we can be mature.
所以圣经中就记载了以色列百姓过的第二个逾越节。
So then the Bible recorded their second Passover.
在这个逾越节是在他们出埃及地之后。第二年正月在西乃的旷野过的。
This is the second year after they left Egypt. They celebrated Passover in the wilderness of Sinai.
我们知道，在第二年的正月初一的时候，神的帐幕就立了起来。
On the first day of the first month of the second year, the tabernacle of the Lord was established.
我们知道，在帐幕中有会幕，会幕中有神的约柜。
And inside the tabernacle there is the tent of meeting. Inside the tent of meeting there is the Ark of Covenant.
同时耶和华神从会幕中来对以色列的百姓说话。
And the Lord spoke to the people of Israel through the tent of meeting.
这让我们看到这个时候神开始借着帐幕和会幕的启示叫以色列百姓来认识神。
So we see in through the revelations of the tabernacle and the revelation of the tent of meeting, the Lord started to speak to his people so that they can know him.
也叫我们从个人和团体的生活和侍奉当中来认识我们的神。
And through our personal and corporate service and life before the Lord, we start to know Him.
也让我们从我们的失败当中来认识我们的神。
And even through our failures, we begin to know Him more.
因为圣经给我们看到，当我们一来敬拜侍奉神的时候，我们就马上显出我们的光景。
Because we see in even in the examples of the Bible, as soon as we rise up to serve Him.The Lord reveals our true condition.
我们马上就显出我们的不足、软弱，甚至失败。
And all of our lackings and weaknesses, even failures, are revealed.
就像当初以色列人的祭司刚开始供职的时候，亚伦的儿子拿达亚比户就献上了燔火。
Just like the Old Testament time, the very beginning of the priestly service of the people of Israel, in the very beginning, that the sons of Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, served a strange fire.
这更多的表现在我们在团体在身体当中的侍奉。
So it manifested our service in corporate bodies.
我们很快地发现我们是何等容易抱怨的人，何等不愿意顺服的人。
As soon as we begin to serve together, very quickly we realize we are people full of complaint and we're not willing to submit to one another.
但我们也感谢主，当我们来看到我们的悖逆的时候，我们就能够认识到主的慈爱。
But we thank the Lord when we see our rebellion, we come to know His love even more.
当我们看到我们的私信的时候，我们就能认识到我们主的信实。
And when we see our own selfishness, then we come to know God's faithfulness.
也让神让我们看到我们的光景、我们的失败的时候，我们的反应是什么样子。
And we can see when we come into failures before the Lord, what our reactions will be.
我想我们最容易的话就是退去。把自己给保护起来，让神和人都碰不到我们。
I think the easiest response is so that we will withdraw from the Lord and protect ourselves so that neither God and man nor man can touch us.
但我们都知道这不是神所要的。
But we know this is not the will of the Lord.
神要我们当我们失败的时候，我们可以来到他的面前来悔改。
The Lord wants us in our failures to come before Him and repent.
如果我们在神的面前从来或都不知道失败过的话，我们就不会在神面前有悔改。
If we have never known failures before the Lord, then we will never know how to repent.
彼得三次不认主以后，他就出去痛哭。
Peter, after he denied the Lord three times, he went out weeping.
我们有没有看到我们的失败，就像彼得一样出去痛哭的经历
？Have we gone out weeping after seeing our failures?
我们上一次被神责备、被神摸到的时候是什么时候
？When was the last time that we were rebuked by the Lord? When was the last time we were touched by the Lord?
上一次神呼召我们来悔改，我们举手答应他的时候是什么时候
？When was the last time the Lord called us to repentance and we raised our hand and answered Him?
是不是还是在我们许多年前 刚信主举手决志的时候。
Was it still many years ago when we raised our hand to say we believe in him?
当我们来到神面前悔改，他就再一次来提拔我们，坚固我们。
Every time we come before him in repentance, he will lift us up and he will strengthen us again.
这就是我们的神，这就是神要我们来认识跟经历他，能够得以长大成人。
And this is our God. This is how he wants us to experience him, to know him, so that we can grow and mature.
同时在这段旷野的经历当中，神也赐下了律法。
During this time in the wilderness, the Lord gave them the law.
让他们能够借着神的律法来认识他。
So that through the law of the Lord, they can come to know him.
以前神常常借着一些神迹奇事、一些环境来带领他们。
Before the Lord led them through circumstances, and he led them through miracles.
比如云柱、火柱的带领。
Like the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire.
但慢慢的，我们要学习直接从神的话语当中来明白神的心意跟神的带领。
But gradually, we need to learn to read.His word and through His word to understand His will and His leading.
在民数记当中记载了有这样一个律例。
And there was an ordinance in the book of Numbers.
在这民数记三十章的时候，他提到这一个律例说，女子年幼还在妇家的时候，若向耶和华许愿，要约束自己，她父亲也听见她许的愿，并约束自己的话，却向她默默不言。他所许的愿并约束自己的话就都要为定，当他父亲听见的日子若不应承他所许的愿和约束自己的话，就都不得为定，耶和华也必赦免他，因为他父亲不应承。
Here is this ordinance recorded in chapter 30 verse 3. Also, if a woman takes a vow to the Lord and binds herself by obligation in her father's house in her youth, and her father hears her vow and her obligation by which she had bound herselfAnd her father says nothing to her, then all her vows shall stand, and every obligation by which she was bound herself shall stand. But if her father shall forbid her on the day he hears it, none of her vows or her obligations by which she has bound herself shall stand, and the Lord will forgive her because her father had forbidden her.
这里我们给我们看到，当时人有人在神面前有一个心愿的时候。
So we see here if a person has a desire and a vow before the Lord,
但如果圣灵禁止像这里的父亲不应承他女儿的愿，我们就不要去做。
But if the Holy Spirit, like the Father here, forbid her from making such a vow, then we don't need to follow it.
就像保罗有一次，圣灵不许他们过到比推尼去。
Just like Paul wanted to go to Bethania, but the Holy Spirit forbid him from going.
但这个律仪当中也给我们看到神还有另外一种带领。
But here in this ordinance, there is another leading of the Lord.
就是默默不言的带领。
That is when the Father says nothing.
当我们有一个心愿的时候，圣灵好像没有给我们很明显的感动的时候。
Sometimes we have a desire before the Lord, but we don't sense much strong leading from the Holy Spirit.
但圣灵也没有反对或者禁止。
Nor did the Holy Spirit forbid us.
因为这也是一种带领，因为这个条例说到他所许的愿并约束自己的话都要为定。
And that in itself is the leading of the Lord, because here, as the ordinance states, if the father says nothing, then her desire, her vow, and obligation will stand.
因为在我们的生活跟侍奉的当中也有许多这样的情况。
So in our lives and in our services, we meet circumstances like this.
我们在聚会当中往往可能会看到这个需要或者那个缺乏。
In our gathering, sometimes we see we have a need here or we see there is a lacking there.
神好像有的时候也给我们这样一点点的心愿。
And perhaps the Lord give us a little desire to do something.
但圣灵很多时候好像也没有给我那么强烈的感动。
But we don't feel that there is a strong leading or burden from the Holy Spirit.
这个时候我们可以来问一下圣灵在这个心愿上有没有禁止，有没有反对。
Then we can come before the Lord and pray and ask if the Holy Spirit forbid us from doing so.
我们感谢主在我们当中有许多的家庭的聚会。
And we thank the Lord there are many family gatherings among us.
在聚会的当中我们看到我们有洗碗的需要，也有照看儿童的需要。
And in these gatherings sometimes there is a need to wash dishes. Sometimes there is a need to take care of children.
可能圣灵没有给我强烈的感动去做。
And perhaps the Holy Spirit has not given you a strong burden to do anything.
但圣灵有没有禁止我去做这些事情？
But nor did the Holy Spirit forbid you from doing anything.
这个周三我们都知道，在我们当中会有福音的聚会。
And like this Wednesday, we're going to have a gospel meeting.
我们也有洗碗的需要，也有会后清洁的需要。
There's also a need to for cleaning dishes. There's also a need to clean up the place after the meeting.
可能圣灵没有给我强烈的感动去做。
Even if the Lord has not given you a strong burden to serve in any regard.
但我们可以来问一下，圣灵有没有禁止我们去做
？But has the Lord forbid you from doing anything?
我们感谢主，他赐给我们圣经，我们应该多花功夫在神的话语上面。
So we thank the Lord, He has given us the Bible, and that we can spend more time in His words.
在顺服神的话语上面有更多的学习。
So that we can learn how to obey Him in His words.
来更多直接的认识神，我们的主。得以长大成人
so that through his word we can know him directly and to grow and be mature.
我们在经历了埃及地的逾越节和旷野中的逾越节的时候
so after the Passover in the land of Egypt and the Passover in the wilderness,
神继续带领以色列百姓来到了迦南
the Lord led them on into the land of Canaan.
给我们看到他们在迦南地所过的第一个逾越节
and then we saw the first Passover they observed in the land of Canaan.
我们就来看一点，在那个逾越节的第二天。
So on the second day after the Passover,
以色列百姓就吃那地的出产。
They ate some of the produce of the land.
这个时候，神的带领是要我们来得产业，从神的产业当中来认识我们的神。
And the leading of the Lord here is so that they can enter into the land of Canaan and receive the produce or the inheritance of the land.
迦南地的产业就是神在我们身上的旨意。
And the produce of the land of Canaan is the will of God for us.
就是神要在我们每个人身上得的。
And He wants to gain this inheritance from each one of us.
或者说，我们要成为神要我们成为的人。
Or in a way to say that we want to be what the Lord desired for us to be.
我们也清楚地知道，这个产业只能从迦南地来得，不能从旷野当中或者从埃及地上来得。
And we know this produce for this inheritance.Can only be gotten from the land of Canaan. It cannot come through the land of the wilderness or the land of Egypt.
很可惜，经过四十年，我们看到不是每个以色列人支派最后都住在迦南地。
But regretfully, we see that through 40 years, not every child of Israel lived in the land of Canaan.
是迦南地的出产。
Not everyone enjoyed the produce of the land of Canaan.
只有九个半支派，他们住在了迦南地，另外两个半则是住在约旦河东。
Only 9.5 tribes lived in the land of Canaan, and the other 2.5 tribes lived on the east side of Jordan.
这给我们一个提醒。
And this is a warning for us.
阻碍我们住在迦南地，吃那地的土产，得最好产业的是。
What hinders us from living in the land of Canaan to receive the best produce?
就是我们满足于次好的。
That is when we are content with the second best.
我们以现有的次好的为满足，不再继续的往前。
If we're just content and satisfied with what we have now, and we will no longer progress forward.
而是停留下来，这样就失去了上好的福分。
We linger behind and we miss out on the best blessings.
我想神把我们还留在地上的日子。
While the Lord still keep us on the earth.
我们需要不停地长进，因为我们都盼望在主回来的那个日子的时候。
We need to continue to grow because we have a hope on the day of the Lord's return.
主能称我们是良善的仆人，而不是恶仆。
That we'll hear him call us good and faithful servant and not a lazy and evil one.
当我们还有时日的时候，我们要多来认识我们的主，好使我们得以长大成人。
And while we still have time, may we come to know him so that we can grow and be mature.
我们不仅在神迹奇事当中来认识我们的神。
Not only we can know him through his miracles.
我们也要在各样的环境、难处，甚至我们的失败当中来经历认识我们的神。
Through different circumstances, through even hardships or failures, we can experience him.
我们要直接从神的话语、神的命令当中来认识我们的神。
And even more so, we need to know him directly from his words and from his commands.
同时，我们要从神在我们每个人身上的旨意当中来认识我们的神。
At the same time, we need to know his will in us so that we can know him.
让我们不要满足于次好的，而是让我们能够来竭力追求那上好的，就是神要在我们身上得。
Let us not be satisfied with the second best, but to press on and to pursue after the very best.That is what the Lord desires for us.
当我们来看这条长进的路的时候，也愿意走在这条路上面的时候。
So when we see this way of growth, and if we're willing to walk on this path of growth,
我们来需要主的爱来激励我们。
We need the love of the Lord to constrain us.
当我们来看这个三个逾越节的时候
，If you see these three different Passovers，
虽然他们在不同的地方，也在不同的时候
，It was all at different times and different locations，
但有一样是不变的，是一样的
，But one thing remained the same，
就是那逾越节的羔羊
，That is the Lamb of the Passover，
因为那个羔羊就代表着神的爱
，Because that Lamb， the Passover Lamb， represents the love of God。
每当以色列人来过逾越节的时候，这就是一个新的起头。
And every time they come to a Passover to observe a Passover, it's a new beginning for them.
因为这个起头就是那被杀的羔羊。
At the very beginning of the year, they see the lamb that is slain.
每当我们看到那羔羊，他们就看到了神的爱。
And when every time they see the Passover lamb, they can see the love of God.
是神的爱来激励他们一步一步的往前行。
It is the love of God that constrains them to progress forward step by step.
今天也是神的爱来激励我们。
Today it is also the love of the Lord that constrains us.
当我们每次来到主的桌子、主的饼杯面前的时候
，Every time we come before the table to come before the bread and the cup,
主就给我们一个新的起头。
The Lord gives us a new beginning.
我们看到主是何等的爱我们。
We see how the Lord has loved us.
我们要看到主是在所有人当中是最爱我的。
And we see that among all people, the Lord loves us most.
因为如果玛利亚不觉得主是最爱她的话
，Because if Mary did not feel that the Lord loved her the most,
她就不可能把玉瓶打碎，把膏浇在主的头上。
And there is no way for her to break her alabaster jar and anoint the Lord.
如果我们不觉得主是在所有人当中最爱我的话
，If we do not feel that the Lord loves us more than anyone else loves us，
我们就不可能真正的舍己，愿意背起十字架来跟随我们。
And we could not truly deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow Him。
让我们彼此勉励，不是以为我们已经得着了。
So let us encourage one another, not that we have already obtained it。
乃是让神的爱来激励我们，让我们可以忘记背后，努力面前。
But that the love of God constrains us so that we can forget what lies behind and press forward towards what's ahead.
向着标杆直跑，能得以长大成人。
To press on towards the goal that we may be mature.
好，下面时间交给姚刚弟兄。
Give the following time to 姚刚。
今天刚才弟兄跟我一开始和我们交通了，我们今天我们的主题经文是以弗所书第四章十二节。
Earlier, our brother shared with us our topic today is Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13.
认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
To attain to the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
我们的弟兄借着旧约。当中以色列人三次逾越节的经历交通了长大成人上的学习
Our brother shared with us through the three Passovers that was observed in the Old Testament to see how the Israelites grew
今天我们蒙恩得救的神的儿女我们的迦南就是基督
And for all of us who are saved by the Lord our land of Canaan is Christ himself
主就是我们的产业
The Lord is our inheritance
我们的好处不在主以外
and we have no goodness outside of him
所以我们需要在基督里面来长进
so we grow in the land of Canaan is to grow in Christ
所以今年我们周五查经组我们弟兄姊妹一同来合参四福音书
so in this past year in our Bible study group we read through the four gospel books
感谢主我们可以在这里把我们今年读四福音书的时候有关主在地上的最后一个逾越节
And I have this opportunity to share from you the last Passover that the Lord observed on the earth when he was on the earth
就是当神的羔羊我们的主耶稣在十字架上死埋葬与复活的时候跟随他的人这样的经历当中
And that is the experience of all those who followed him when the Lamb of GodDied on the cross and was buried and resurrected on the earth.
从这些跟随主的人的经历当中，对认识神的儿子，特别是在新造里认识复活的主的一点领受来交通出来。
So I can share from you from the experiences of those who have followed him, and so what they have learned in a new creation.
那么我们再来读两处的经节。
And we'll read two more scriptures.
哥林多后书第五章第
十七节。Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse
十六十七节。
16 and 17.
所以我们从今以后不凭着外貌认人了，虽然凭着外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样认他了。若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Verse 16. Therefore from now on we recognize no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him in this way no longerTherefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature. He's a new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come.
中文在这里说不凭着外貌来认人，不凭着外貌来认基督，在原文里面是不凭着肉体的意思。
Here is in the Chinese says we recognize Christ no longer outwardly. It says no longer according to the flesh.
第二处加拉太书第十一章十五到十六节。
And we'll read Galatians chapter
十一章十五十六节十一章十六节。
一章。
哦一章十六。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 16.
神乐意将他的儿子启示在我心里。
And the latter part of verse 15.God was pleased to reveal His Son in me.
我想交通的第一个题目是第一个方面是神的羔羊是逾越节预表完全的应验与属灵的实际。
So the first part of my sharing is to talk about the lamb of the Passover lamb that is the full, perfect manifestation of God's prophecy and God's promise.
逾越节在当年是神救以色列百姓出埃及的方法。
In the beginning, the Passover was the method that the Lord used to rescue the people of Israel out of Egypt.
也是神要拯救万民的心意的预表。
And it is also a manifestation of His desire to save all men.
这逾越节羔羊的预表正是完全的应验在神的羔羊除去世人罪孽的
The Passover lamb as a type is perfectly fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Lamb of God, who took away the sin of the world.
所以主耶稣正是在正月十四日逾越节的那一天被钉在十字架上。
And it was exactly on the 14th day of the first month, on the day of Passover, that the Lord was crucified on the cross.
主在十字架上断气的时候正是在逾越节羔羊的时分。
And it was at the moment the Lord breathed his last on the cross, it was the time the Passover lamb was slaughtered.
然而神的智慧和大能让十字架引进了复活。
But through God's wisdom and great power, through the cross, he brought in resurrection.
旧约的时代，逾越节羔羊的血在门楣和门框上留下了十字架的记号。
In the Old Testament time, the blood that was applied to the doorpost and the doorframe of each household is a mark of the cross.
羔羊的被杀代替了以色列投生的。
The slaying of the lamb, of the Passover lamb, took the place of the firstborn of Israel.
成为以色列人活的根据。
So that it became a basis of.Of the life of all Israelites.
新约时代，主耶稣是神的羔羊。
In the New Testament time, the Lord Jesus is the Lamb of God.
主在十字架上流出的宝血，除去了所有信主的人一切的罪。
Through shedding His blood on the cross, all of the sins who believe in Him have been forgiven.
他的死、埋葬和复活，不仅是买赎了我们。
And he has purchased us through his death, his burial, and resurrection.
而且更是打破了死亡的权势，带给我们永远生命的盼望和确据。
And not only he has redeemed us, but also he has broken the curse of death. That he has brought in the assurance of eternal life.
正是因为在这逾越节除酵节的日子里面。
And especially during this time of the Passover and the festival of unleavened bread,
基督一次进入圣所，成了永远赎罪的事。
Christ entered into the holy place once for all and accomplished completed the perfect salvation.
从此以后，一切的节期和献祭都不再必要。
From that day on, there is no longer any need for any festivals or any sacrifice.
还有什么比基督亲自来做大祭司，把自己当作祭物，无瑕无疵的在天上的真帐幕里来献给神，更能够成就节期和献祭的属灵的实际呢？
What can fulfill the reality of the Lord of the sacrifice better than the high priest himself coming down and offered himself as a sacrifice in that eternal altar in heaven?
最高、最完美、最让父神喜悦的祭已经一次永远的献上了。
The highest, the perfect, the most pleasing sacrifice has already been sacrificed.
今天神的儿女就应当在平安和喜乐当中靠着主耶稣来以感谢为祭来荣耀神。
Today, as children of God, we ought to be filled with joy and peace and offer to him a sacrifice of thanksgiving.
来夸主的得胜。
And that we can boast in the Lord's victory.
这是我们禀杯聚会的属灵的实际。
And this is the reality of our meeting before the table.
这是我们祷告聚会的实际。
And this is the reality of our prayer meetings.
也是我们每一个奉主名聚集的实际。
And this is the reality of every gathering that we gather in the name of the Lord.
我们也正是当照着主的吩咐把这个宝贵的福音传到地极。
And also by the commandment of the Lord, we ought to spread this glorious gospel to the end of the earth.
刚才弟兄交通到我们这个星期三晚上会有一个传福音的聚会。
Our brother mentioned earlier on this Wednesday we're going to have a gospel meeting.
说到传福音，我们的弟兄在主日的信息里面曾经跟我们交通过。
And talking about gospel, I remember a brother shared with us on Sunday.
根据使徒行传和保罗的书信。
And he shared through the book of Acts and also through the epistles of Paul.
使徒时代所传福音的全部内容正是主耶稣在十字架上的死、埋葬和复活。
He said the whole message of the gospel at that time is simply Christ was crucified and buried and resurrected.
更是以主的复活为中心的。
And most importantly, it's centered upon the resurrection of the Lord.
第一世纪的时候，使徒们见面问安的话就是耶稣基督果然复活了。
The saints of the first century, when they see each other and greet each other, their greeting is simply, the Lord has resurrected.
正是因着主耶稣基督复活的这个事实。
And the fact that the Lord is risen.
基督徒传福音也只有一件事，就是把他们所看见、所听见的关于主耶稣复活的事诉说出来。
And this is the only thing that when they share the gospel that they talk about, they will tell the story of what they have seen and what they have heard, that the Lord is risen.
福音就非常迅速的广传，在短短几十年的时间内，福音就传遍了地极。
And the gospel spread very quickly, and it reached the end of the earth at that time in a few short decades.
今天我们在传讲福音的时候，也不能不传讲、不见证我们所信的这位复活的主怎么样在我们身上工作，怎么样带领和帮助。
And so for us who share the gospel today, we must also share about how this resurrected Lord work in our life, how he has led us.
我想交通的第二个方面是复活的主纪念爱慕他的人。
And also this risen Lord remembers all those who love him.
想问弟兄姊妹一个问题，经上所记，当主从死里复活以后，谁是第一个见证主复活的人？
So I want to ask you a question. Who was the first person who met the risen Lord after the Lord resurrected?
谁是第一个传扬主复活的福音的人？
Who was the first one who shared the gospel of his resurrection?
哪一个 Mary?
Yes, Mary.
抹大拉的玛利亚，感谢主。
It's Mary Magdalene.
如果我们真是觉得主好，主复活以后，主第一个向谁显现，好像不是那么样的重要的话。
Perhaps we don't feel that it's that important of to know who was the first person that the Lord revealed Himself to.
那么。第一个亲眼看到、亲手摸过，从而得以亲口为死里复活的主做见证，是蒙了何等大的恩典，又是何等的福分呢
？But it is so, it is tremendous blessing for the person who could be the first who that behold the Lord, the first who touched the Lord, and therefore she can be the first.To preach the gospel of this good news that the Lord is risen.
第一个奉主亲自的亲口的差遣去传扬复活的福音的人，难道不是神家中贵重的器皿吗
？And she is definitely a precious vessel in the household of God because the Lord sent her to be the first to preach this glorious gospel that the Lord is risen.
马可福音第十六章第九到第十一节。
In Mark chapter 16, from verse 9 to 11, recorded.
在七日的第一日清早，耶稣复活了，就先向抹大拉的玛利亚显现。他去告诉那向来跟随耶稣的人。
Now he had risen early on the first day of the week. He first appeared to Mary Magdalene, and from whom?He had cast out seven demons, and she went and reported to those who had been with him.
后面，他们听见耶稣活了，被玛利亚看见，却是不信。
When they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they refused to believe it.
从经上的话，我们真是可以清楚的知道，是玛利亚，是抹大拉的玛利亚，是第一位来。真是见证主复活的人。
So it is very clearly written here that Mary Magdalene was the first one that testified the Lord is risen.
她也是奉主的差遣去来第一个传扬耶稣基督复活的福音的人。
And she was also the first one that was sent by the Lord to tell everyone that the Lord is alive.
那么我们一同在思想，为什么主复活以后不先向彼得、约翰啊，不先向雅各和约西的母亲玛利亚来显现，而要向这位抹大拉的玛利亚来显现呢
？So perhaps we can ponder, how come the Lord did not appear first to Peter or John or to Mary his mother or to Mary of Bethany？
那么，我们想，可能有两个答案，我们得着了两个方面的领受。
And through our Bible studies, we had two thoughts.
第一个是主的信实。
And first is that the Lord is faithful.
主曾经应许说，凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见。
Because he had promised those who ask will receive, those who seek will find.
主就亲自来成就他的应许。
And he himself will fulfill this promise.
第二个，复活的主纪念爱慕他的人。
Secondly, the Lord, the risen Lord remembers all who loves him.
对于这个抹大拉的玛利亚的这个主题，摩根弟兄、尼托生弟兄等等许多前面的弟兄都有专门的讲章。
And many brothers before us, like Morgan or Watchman Nee, had all had many topics on the Mary Magdalene.
我想这弟兄姊妹可能也比较熟悉了。
And I trust that you probably know this topic very well.
但是当我们在读这个四福音书的时候。我们弟兄姊妹在这个主题上有比较多的交通，所以请原谅我占用弟兄姊妹一点时间，我们把我们的领受来分享一下。
But in the past year, as we read through the four gospel books, we talked about Mary Magdalene a lot. So do forgive me if I take some time to expand on this topic.
因为我们读到从福音书中我们读到抹大拉的玛利亚真是如何的付代价的来跟随主。如何的爱主，如何真是不顾一切，单单的要得着主的心，是何等的迫切。
Through the gospel books, we saw how the Lord, how Mary Magdalene, was willing to pay the price and to follow the Lord, to love the Lord, to receive only the Lord.
路加福音第八章告诉我们，当主在加利利周游各城各乡传道的时候，去传扬神国福音的时候，在与主同去的人当中有主医治的抹大拉的玛利亚。
And it was recorded in Luke chapter 8, when the Lord went around in the cities of around Galilee, Mary Magdalene, who was healed by the Lord, was with them.
在马太福音27章中告诉我们，当主最后一次从加利利到耶路撒冷走上这十字架道路的时候，他是跟随服侍主的人之一。
Matthew chapter 27 recorded that she was one of those who were with the Lord, as he walked towards Golgotha.
当约翰福音第十九章告诉我们，当主被钉十字架，门徒都四散的时候，是抹大拉的玛利亚站在耶稣十字架旁边的人之一。
John chapter 19 recorded when all the disciples dispersed after the Lord was crucified, Mary Magdalene was one of the only that stood by the cross and gazed upon him.
马可福音告诉第十五章，当主在十字架上断气的时候，抹大拉的玛利亚是在远远观看的妇女当中。
And Mark recorded that Mary was among the women who looked upon him when he breathed his last.
马太福音27章，当亚利马太的约瑟和尼哥底母用香料来包裹好主，然后把主安放在那个新凿出来的坟墓当中的时候。
And in Matthew chapter 27, when Joseph, Arimathea, and Nicodemus anointed the Lord's body and placed him in the new tomb.
抹大拉的玛利亚对着坟墓坐着，守候在坟墓面前。
And there, Mary Magdalene was sitting across from the tomb, waiting before that.
约翰福音20章，从第一到第十八节。
And when in John chapter 20, from verse 1 to 8,
详细的记录了主向抹大拉的玛利亚来显现的经过。
He recorded in detail how the Lord appeared to Mary Magdalene.
那么在安息日之后七日第一日的清早，天还黑的时候，抹大拉的玛利亚就先，她是第一个来到安放主的坟墓前。
It says here, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came early to the tomb. She was the first that arrived there when it was still dark.
当她来到主的坟墓面前，看见石头已经被滚开了，主耶稣的身体不在里面的时候，他立刻就跑去告诉彼得和约翰。
And she came early and saw the stones already taken away from the tomb, and the body is no longer there. So she ran and came to tell Peter, Simon Peter and John.
当彼得和约翰也看见了这个空坟墓的时候，但是他们都不明白主已经复活的事实。
So Peter and John also ran to see the empty tomb, but they did not understand the fact that the Lord is risen.
结果彼得和约翰就回到自己的住处去了。
So as a result, Peter and John went back to their homes.
只有玛利亚却站在坟墓的外面哭。
But Mary still stood outside of the tomb weeping.
这个时候有天使向他说话。
And that is when two angels appeared to him, to her, and talked to her.
那么天使问他，妇人，你为什么哭？这是20章第13节。
And in verse 13, the angel said to her, woman, why are you weeping?
他说，因为有人把我主挪了去，我不知道放在哪里。
She says, because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they had laid him.
说了这话，就转过身来，看见耶稣站在那里，却不知道是耶稣。
And when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, yet she did not know that it was Jesus.
耶稣问他说，妇人为什么哭？你找谁呢？玛利亚以为是看园的，就对他说，先生，若是你把他移了去，请告诉我，你把他放在哪里，我便去取他。
And Jesus said to her, woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking? Supposing him to be a gardener, she said, sir, if you have carried him away,Tell me where you have laid him, and I will go take him away.
耶稣说，玛利亚，玛利亚就转过来，用希伯来对他说，拉波尼。
Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned and said to him in Hebrew, Rabboni.
耶稣说，不要摸我，因为我还没有升上去见我的父，你往我弟兄那里去，告诉他们说，我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父，见我的神，也是你们的神。
So Jesus said to her, stop clinging to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and said to them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, my God and your God.
抹大拉的玛利亚就去告诉门徒说，我已经看见了主，他又将主对他说的话，这话告诉他们。
So Mary Magdalene came, announcing to the disciples, I have seen the Lord, and that he had said these things to her.
当天使向抹大拉的玛利亚显现的时候，他并不惊异，也不害怕。像那些兵丁被吓得魂不附体一样。
We see when the two angels appeared to Mary Magdalene, she was not afraid, she was not in shock like all the soldiers.
是因为她的心完全的注意在有人把我的主挪了去这件事上。
Because her heart was only focusing on the only fact that someone had taken my Lord away.
这颗心完全在主的身上。
Her heart is completely invested in the Lord.
甚至连天使的显现也不能分他的心。
Even the appearance of two angels cannot distract her.
当他回答天使的时候说，有人把我主挪了去。
And she answered, because they have taken away my Lord.
虽然主耶稣已经在十字架上死了，埋葬了。
Even though Jesus has already died on the cross and has been buried.
甚至这个时候连他的身体都找不到了。
At this point, his body is not even found anywhere.
当然这是出于人的无知，并不知道主已经复活了。
And of course, they cannot find his body because they did not understand that he has risen.
但是他回答天使的时候，他说的是我主。
But at that time, she still called him my Lord.
主仍然是他的主。
Jesus was still her Lord.
当主耶稣来跟他说话的时候，他以为是看园的。
And when Jesus spoke to her, she thought he was a gardener.
主问他找谁，他回答说：“你告诉我谁把他挪了去。”
And when Jesus says, "Whom are you seeking?" she simply said, "Tell me where have you took him?"
他并没有说他找的是主。没有说找的是拿撒勒人耶稣。
And she did not refer to him as where did you take my Lord or where did you take Jesus of Nazareth?
而只说的是他。
She simply says, if you have carried him away.
在玛利亚的心里只有一个他。
And in Mary's heart, there is only one him.
世界上所有的人都应该认识他。
And everyone in the world should know this him.
这是尼弟兄读这段经节的时候的感动。
And this is,
尼德生弟兄读这段经节。
Your brother Watchman Nee has shared in his books about this scripture.
摩根弟兄说，每次当他读到这个经节的时候，这段经节的时候。
And Morgan even said every time he reads this part of the scripture,
他往往会因为抹大拉的玛利亚这种对主的忠诚和热爱而觉得羞愧。
And he even felt ashamed when he sees the devotion and the love from Mary Magdalene towards the Lord.
抹大拉的玛利亚，她向主所求的，她向主所要的，只是主的自己，而不是主的祝福或者是任何的好处。
And Mary Magdalene wants only the Lord Himself. She was not seeking any blessings or any profits from the Lord.
我们是不是也应该像抹大拉的玛利亚这样？心里只有一个他就够了。
How about us? Should we also be like Mary, having only him in our heart?
可能属灵的知识不够，不要紧。
Perhaps we don't have so many spiritual knowledge.
只要我们有一颗完全的心在主的面前。
But that is okay if only we have a perfect heart before the Lord.
我们真是宝贵主所赐的救恩。
And we do treasure the salvation that the Lord has given us.
我们更宝贵赐救恩的主的自己。
But even more so, we treasure the Lord Himself who gives the salvation.
所以祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见。抹大拉的玛利亚是如此迫切的要得着主的自己。
So all those who ask will receive. Everyone who seeks will find. As Mary Magdalene, she asked only for the Lord Himself.
主就第一个把他自己来向玛利亚启示和显现。
Therefore, she was the first person that the Lord revealed Himself to.
最后再说第一点。
And I will close with one more point.
要在新造里来认识复活的主。
That we need to know the risen Lord in the new creation.
无论是抹大拉的玛利亚，还是使徒彼得、约翰，他们都有热切爱主的心。
Whether it's Mary Magdalene or John or Peter, they all have a zealous heart to love the Lord.
但是他们都不能够明白主从死里复活的这个实际。
But none of them was able to understand the fact that the Lord is risen from the dead.
我们知道，在门徒们跟随主的最后的几个月的时候的里面，主多次的向他们说到主自己的死。
We know towards the last few months that the Lord is with them. He always talked to them about his death and his resurrection.
每一次说到主子死的时候，他都说到他自己的复活。
And every time he mentioned about his death, his coming death, he talks about his resurrection.
但是门徒们仍然不明白。
But even so, the disciples could not understand it.
甚至当复活的主亲自差遣见过主复活的这位抹大拉的玛利亚来向他们来传这样的见证的时候，他们仍然不信。
Even when the Lord sent Mary Magdalene, who has seen him face to face, to tell them, they were still refusing to believe.
所以主责备他们，他们的心信得太迟钝了。
So the Lord rebuked them that they believe too slowly.
我们看见，当主亲自向复活的主向抹大拉的玛利亚显现的时候，玛利亚不认识这位复活的主。
And even when the Lord revealed Himself to Mary, she could not recognize Him immediately.
她以为是管园的。
She just thought Him to be a gardener.
那两位在以马忤斯路上的门徒，当主一路跟他们交谈、与他们同行的时候，他们没有认出复活的主。
And there were two disciples who walked with the Lord on the road to Emmaus, and the Lord walked with them all the way. They still could not recognize the Lord.
那一次主向那几位打鱼的门徒来显现的时候，主向他们说话，他们并没有立刻认出是复活的主。
And another time, the Lord revealed Himself to some disciples that went out fishing, and the Lord was speaking to them, and they still could not recognize the Lord.
直到主不仅向他们显现，而且在灵里向他们启示的时候，他们才真的认识这位复活的主。
It was not until not only the Lord revealed to him in physical forms, but also gave him the revelation in the spirit, then they could recognize, oh, this is the risen Lord.
这个属灵的启示对玛利亚是主呼唤她的名字。
To Mary, it is when the Lord spoke her name.
她就得了启示。
And she received the revelation.
因为经上说，她按着名叫自己的羊。我的羊也认识我。
Because the Bible says he calls his sheep by name and his sheep knows him.
对以马忤斯的那两个门徒，是主和他们一同拨饼递给他们的时候，他们就认出了主。
For the two disciples on the way to Emmaus, it is when the Lord broke bread and passed it to them, then they recognized him.
对彼得和打鱼的门徒们，是主吩咐按照主的吩咐那样撒网，得到那满满的那一网鱼的时候，他们认出这是复活的主。
For Peter and all the disciples that went fishing, it was when the Lord commanded them to cast their net, and then they caught a whole net full of fish. Then they recognized it is the Lord.
刚才我们读的圣经告诉我们说，从今以后不凭着外貌，就是不凭着肉体来认耶稣基督。
The scriptures that we read, it says we no longer know him through the flesh, according to the flesh.
因为主已经复活了，他是在新造的里面向人显现。
Because he has already risen, and he is revealing himself to us in the new creation.
所以活在旧造里的人，没有复活的生命，也就不能认识复活的事，更不能认识复活的主。
For everyone who lives in the old creation, we do not know the resurrection of the Lord, and we do not live in the resurrected life, so we cannot understand him or know him.
感谢主。刚才我们读的经节，下一节立刻就告诉我们，若有人在基督里， 他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
We thank the Lord. The verse immediately following that verse says, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed; the new has come."
今天我们是活在基督的新生命的。
So today we are those who are living in the new creation, new created life.
而且神乐意将他的儿子启示在我们里面。
And the Lord God is pleased to reveal His Son in us.
我们真是愿意像抹大拉的玛利亚那样，像这跟随主的这些门徒们那样。
And may we all be like Mary Magdalene. May we all be like the disciples who followed the Lord.
我们有一颗愿意啊，在这新造的生命的里面来跟随主的心。
May we have a willing heart to follow Him in this new creation.
我们就能够不断的得以认识神的儿子。
Then we can know the Son of God more and more.
得以长大成人，满有基督长成。
So that we may grow to mature men to the fullness of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
这是我们向主的祷告，也是向主的呼求。
And this is our prayer and our plea before the Lord.
若我们像抹大拉的玛利亚那样有一颗这样迫切的得着主的心，主一定成就他的应许，寻找的就寻见。
If we can be like Mary Magdalene, who has such a yearning and zealous heart for the Lord, then He will fulfill His promise that all who ask of Him will receive Him.
让我们一同有点祷告。
Let us close with some word of prayers.